Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Geico and GeicoInsurance.com. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, we got the whole crew, Dominic Jimenez as well, as we roll along here through a Tuesday into a wee hours of the Wednesday morning here on Overnight. We love it. Sports Overnight America presented by Geico. Lots to get to. The ESPN latest rankings due out here. We'll kind of carve those up a little bit. NFL. And listen, Tyler, outstanding job filling in. Dom, thank you guys. Wedding, all sorts of craziness going out there. A lot of college football. We're, you know, been a little bit of a globetrotter. But I'll say this right now. We're going to do some NFL. I'm telling you right now, this idea that the Detroit Lions are the best team in not only the NFC, but the NFL is goofy. I'm telling you who it is right now, and it's Philly. I mean, Saquon Barkley, my Lord, he's just tearing it up. What a nice win in Baltimore. So we'll break it down. We'll look at the NFL playoff picture. We'll sprinkle in maybe a little bit of baseball if we can. The Soto thing is still got, you know, the Red Sox, boy, they made a big move today, huh? Washed up Adrolis Chapman. I mean, what is that all? I guess he's a lefty and he can throw hard, maybe get a batter or two out. That's all I see there for the Old Town team in Boston. But we won't even go there with the Yankee guy, Levine, here in just a little bit. But lots to get to into this college stuff. And I'm going to sound like an apologist, the Sports in 60. Iowa State, it's like they're just, they're like the, what are they, the Washington Generals fodder for the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean, people are making it sound like Arizona State. They were picked 16th in the Big 12 for a reason. Now, Scadabo is good. Levitt, Troy, they've got some athletes. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But that game in Dallas, I'm telling you right now, 12 noon East, 11 Central, 9 a.m. when you open up your coffee lid on Saturday morning. I'm telling you, the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship is going to be an absolute track meet. I cannot wait for that game. But that's where we'll get started today. Again, a lot of the football stuff. And listen, the Aziz Al-Shaair hit on Lawrence. Tyler and I are going to not even agree to disagree. That was a vicious, vicious hit. And the consequences of 3-game suspension is the proverbial slap on the wrist. We'll get into that. Lots to get to. Thank you, Geico and GeicoInsurance.com. I'm Marty Terrell. We tee it up coming up right here on Sports Byline.
Been here before, we've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, rolling along here on a Tuesday overnight into Wednesday. Marty Terrell on Sports Byline along with my pal Tyler Levine doing an outstanding job. Dominic Jimenez as well. Lots to get to. Tyler, welcome aboard. And Chris Myers from Fox Sports coming up in the 40 after the hour slot. Looking forward to that. Tyler, how are you, my friend? What's going on?
I am doing well, Marty.
We'll have a nice little chat with Chris Myers, and you and I can have a chat for two segments. I want to get it out of the way, and I don't want to belabor the points. I want to get into this college stuff with the rankings coming out. The NFL is juicy right now, but this hit on and I didn't get a chance to weigh in, so pardon me if I'm giving you yesterday's newspaper, but Azeez Al-Shaair, come on now, you cannot do that. He's got a history of this. He didn't go to tackle, and you want to tell me he tried to, prevent the yellow line, which is the first down. I just watched it again during the break. Lawrence gave himself up at the last second. Now I understand that. So you kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit before we got started. That is a vicious hit, and I'm telling you, Tyler, the 3-game suspension is a slap in the wrist. Go ahead, let me hear your part.
I mean, I think a 3-game suspension is insane here. Let's just, I'm looking this up right now, how tall, and this guy is 6'2", 227 pounds. I'm sure he's not exactly slow. When we're talking about playing in the NFL at the highest level, these guys are competitors. They're professionals. They play to win. What else is this guy supposed to do? If Trevor Lawrence doesn't want to get hit, go down earlier. Make it very, very apparent that you're going to slide, because he didn't. And when you look at it, and sure, when it's in slow motion, it's very easy to say, oh my, look, he's 5-6 yards ahead. But ultimately, when push comes to shove at game speed, he is trying to prevent the Jags from getting a first down in a close game. And while I do agree that it looks very bad, and by no means am I saying that this is a clean hit, a clean football play, a 1-game suspension can suffice for me here. I know he has history. Wow. I know this isn't the first time that he's done something like this. But ultimately, what else is the guy supposed to do? He is, again, is 6'2", 227. He's as quick as lightning. And Trevor Lawrence went down late. And for me, that's that. I don't agree with the 3-game suspension at all. I think it is incredibly harsh. I mean, I know times have changed, but we don't have to look back too far to where hits very similar to this were happening in every single game. You look, Dawkins, Ed Reed,
it's a Ray different
Lewis.
Era.
I know it's a different era, but it's still for me, like, 3 games is crazy.
Yeah. Listen, I'll buy some of what you're selling. It is a different era. I told you, like we said, when Ray Lewis played, he did this every other week. I mean, my Lord. I mean, it just absolutely destroyed people. Singletary. We're going to have Dan Hampton, the former Bear, who's headed to the College Hall of Fame. He was at Arkansas. Of course, he was part of that great Bears legacy. These guys were vicious. They really were. So it's a different era. The only thing I want to say, I want to move on because we've got much better stuff to chop away at here. But Nick Caserio, and I loved him when he was a Patriot, but that press conference was embarrassing. First of all, he wasn't asked the question, which he got out in front of it. But I mean, it just, you know, it's just weird. Now, you could tell me, yeah, well, he's going to protect his player, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Accept the fact that he got suspended three games and you're going to address it with the guy. That's all I'm saying. Give me 10 seconds or give me a half minute on Caserio. Did you see it? I thought it was embarrassing.
I didn't see it, but I've heard enough about it to know that, look, what do you expect the head coach to do in that spot? Is he going to come in and be like, yeah, it was a really dirty hit. He deserved that suspension. No, I mean, he's defending his guy, and that is what it is. It's kind of the opposite of, Matt Eberflus, where it's, you know, no accountability. For me, I think it was the respectable thing to do. I didn't expect him at all to go in there and say it was deserving. I also agree with the fact that three games is just, it's very, very harsh for me. Like, this guy's going to be out for week 14, 15, and 16, come back for the last two games of the season in crunch time for a team that's kind of on the bubble. I just think it's too much. It's not like it was a ball over the middle, receiver going to catch it, and he's just launching his helmet into the guy's head. Trevor Lawrence went down late. There's no arguing that. You can't argue it. And he also is not a quarterback that always slides. Let's keep that in mind. It's not like this is Kirk Cousins who is running the ball here. This is Trevor Lawrence. He's constantly running and rushing, and you never know what's going to happen with him. So to assume that he's going to go down in a spot like that, I think is silly. And that's part of why I feel the way I do about the play in general.
Yeah, I'm watching it again. And the other thing I'm gonna side with you on is, man, Lawrence is a big dude. He is a big dude. He's a big target. And he's a big guy. And he did slide just, I think, right at or right after the yellow line. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming around a little, but, man, it's hard to watch that. All right, let's put that away. Let's close the drawer on that. Let's get to the NFL. I mean, listen, I love the Eagles win over Baltimore. I think you and I both really, really touted that. Listen, they're hitting it on strides. I know you're not a big Sirianni guy. I think they're the best team right now in the NFL at this moment. I didn't say the totality of the season. At this moment, they're the hottest, I think, most thorough team. And, man, they're doing – do you remember last year when running backs were crying how they weren't getting the money and running backs were crying that they weren't being recognized? Right now, Saquon Barkley's my MVP. Let me hear. Philly and the overall best team in the NFL right now.
Well, I said it last week before the game. I placed a little futures parlay with all the, you know, NCAA March Madness, Eastern Conference Finals for NBA, and, you know, my Super Bowl pick in this parlay was the Eagles. And it was partially because they're playing at a different level. And sometimes when you have a coach that, I'm just going to say what it is, makes dumb decisions relatively often, if you have enough talent on your team to overcome that, it doesn't matter. And that's what I think we're seeing here with the Eagles. And I also will give a little bit of credit to Sirianni. It seems like since that Jaguars game, the rash decision making and crazy 2-point conversions going forward on fourth down, it slowed down a bit for me. So I think he heard the feedback. It's not exactly quiet in Philadelphia in terms of how fans react to certain situations. So I think he heard it a little bit and he's taken that into account. Look at this. How many wins in a row? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wins in a row now. They're 10-2. They're playing an unbelievable brand of football. They just went into Baltimore. And I'm not going to say shut them down because let's not forget Justin Tucker did miss 2 field goals and an extra point, which is the win here. If he makes those, which for his entire career outside of this year he has been making, Baltimore wins this game. And Philly's sitting at 9-3. But I'm not taking that away from them. Saquon has been unbelievable. He is on pace right now to beat the single season rushing record. He had 107 yards on 23 carries with a great touchdown. They're playing a good brand of football. And they didn't have Smith this week either, who is their deep threat, calling it for what it is. So I expect Philly, their schedule, it's not outside of the Steelers in 2 weeks. And the Commanders, who they, you know, kind of walked all over at home. They play the Commanders on the road and the Steelers at home. Other than that, they got the Panthers, the Cowboys, and the Giants. So I'm expecting maybe one more loss out of this team throughout the rest of the season, and they're going to be in a great spot going into the postseason.
All right, Detroit, Green Bay Thursday. Give me a quick hit on that. I think it's a great game. I think Green Bay is going to end up with the 7 seed. And let's be honest, this is an absolutely prolific team, but they've been playing a little bit shaky right now. Give me a quick take on Thursday in a minute. And then are you concerned at all if you're a Lions fan right now, the way that team's playing?
No, I'm not. I mean, outside of last week, and let's just call it for what it is, the second half of last week, they've been amazing. You know, they beat the Colts 24-6. They beat the Jags 52-6. They, in a game where Jared Goff threw five interceptions, came back in the second half and beat a good Texans team 26-3. They handled the Packers on the road 24-14 the week before that. And I expect them to handle the Packers this week as well. You know, much like the Chiefs, I think it's very, very different. The Vikings are, or I'm sorry, excuse me, the Lions are finding ways to win. But it doesn't like look ugly. Like they're playing great football. You know, the Bears don't have a terrible defense by any means. And you know, they're in a very similar spot. You know, their schedule is, it's more difficult than the Eagles coming in. They've had the Packers and the Bills and then a couple other, you know, Bears, Niners, Vikings, but the Lions are playing an unbelievable brand of football, and I expect them to take care of business Thursday night. What a game. Love a Thursday night. Good game.
All right. We're presented by Geico and Geico.com. Again, 40 after the hour, Chris Myers, Fox Sports, will join the overnight show. We look forward to it. Geico and Geico.com. You get great rates right now. Check them out just by going to Geico. We will have Saturday night show in Dallas. We got soccer on Friday. Looking forward to First Touch. So we got a ton to get to here as we have a huge sports week. We're going to get into the college football rankings due out shortly from ESPN. What do you do with Ohio State? What do you do with Miami? We'll talk about it when we come back here. And again, Chris Myers right around the corner, right here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday at Sports Overnight America. We're also presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards your closing costs now with every approved mortgage at rocketmortgage.com. I fibbed. I want to do one more minute or two on the NFL. Thursday night's game, I mentioned it, Green Bay at Detroit. How about 10 days out from Thursday on a Sunday, December 15, Tyler, Buffalo Bills at Detroit? Are we getting the proverbial Super Bowl preview right there or no?
I mean, it's hard to say that there's not a chance because you, I mean, the Bills game against the 49ers, and I'm not going to say, you know, beating the 49ers in the current state they're in right now is super, super impressive, but Josh Allen has completely thrown away this idea that he makes stupid decisions and bad throws and throws a ton of interceptions, because he has 20 touchdowns and 5 interceptions with 2,600 passing yards this season with an average 74.5 QBR, which is second in the NFL. He's playing an unbelievable. He's playing at such a high level. That play where he threw it to Amari Cooper, and to even have the thought to start running in that direction potentially to get a pitch back and then inevitably run it in for a score was one of the most unbelievable plays and heads-up plays that I've ever seen out of a quarterback. And, you know, the only concern that I have is the Bills' defense because they can be a little bit shaky. I'm not giving them any credit for holding the Niners to 10 points at home in a snow game like that where McCaffrey went out early and obviously the Niners missing a ton of other guys as well, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. But that game is going to be one to watch. That's for sure.
I agree with that. I got one little fly in your ointment, though. You know, wake me up when Josh Allen doesn't lose at Kansas City with a home field advantage last year in the playoffs. And then let's go back 3 years. You lose to Cincinnati and Burrow at home as well. So, I mean, he has not delivered, Tyler, in where it matters most, and that's in the postseason in your own building. I mean, how do you size that up? You got to factor that into the equation.
I'm not so sure that Kansas City is going to be the one seed in the AFC. They play a Chargers team that is good. Look, just saying it for what it is, the Chiefs almost lost to and should have lost to the Raiders. They almost and could have lost to the Panthers. The Broncos game at home was close. They have to go and play them on the road in week 18. In week 17, they play the Steelers on the road. They play a Texans team that can beat anybody at home, which I expect them to take care of business, but you just don't know with this Kansas City team. They have not been clicking offensively, and it's been shown when teams put up points against them, they do not win. That, you know, the only time, you know, the Bills put up 30 and, you know, they only put up 21 and lost. So I'm concerned for Kansas City. I expect them to drop at least another game before the end of the season. And I'm pulling up the Bills schedule right now. You know, outside of the Lions, they have the Rams, who they're going to walk over, the Patriots, the Jets, and the Patriots again. That's, you know, if they can survive Detroit, they're the one seed.
Interesting. The AFC went from foregone conclusion to fascinating. So I'm going to agree with you there because I think Kansas City is starting to show some warts. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Here's the other thing I want to say. Look at Philadelphia. Tyler, do you realize they don't get on a plane? They do not get on a plane for the rest of the – I think they got – maybe – no, I don't think they have another plane. They took a bus to Baltimore. They're going to take a bus to Washington when they play the Commanders, and the rest of their games are at home. They are not traveling for 5 to 6 weeks. That is a very, very, not even subtle, huge plus for the Eagles. Or do you see it the other way? Let me hear real quick.
No, I mean, there's no way it's not. And they're playing just garbage teams outside of, you know, a decent Commanders team who they already beat. And a Steelers team that has been playing very, very well. And Russell Wilson's reinvigorated his career. But other than that, I mean, if we're looking at, in terms of strength of schedule, Lions versus Eagles, the Eagles have the clear path to the one seed. The Lions have a lot of work to do because they play a difficult Packers team at home, a very difficult Bills team at home, and then they wrap up with three games that they should win: Bears away, Niners away, and the Vikings in week 18 is going to be very interesting because you never know what you're going to get in these divisional matchups. They won the first matchup on the road 31-29, so it was a close one, and the Vikings have been playing great ball as well. So I think that the Eagles, I wouldn't be surprised to see them in the one seed in the NFC.
All right, let's get to the college stuff. We've ignored it. My bad. We got Chris Myers coming up 40 past. I want to start with this. I hear people make a case today for Miami. I don't see it. I heard you on the overnight last night say, look, you don't see a clear path. I'm with you. What do you do with Ohio State? I think they're going to stay probably just outside the top five at 6. Penn State's a fraud. I'm telling you, this idea that it's going to be anything other than probably Oregon or Texas or Oregon, Georgia in that championship game in Atlanta, January 20th. But listen, I'm getting way ahead of myself. What do you expect to see tonight? Are there any surprises coming down the pipe? Let me hear.
For anybody who is even imagining that Miami deserves to be in this college football playoff, you're insane. Go to a doctor, get checked out, or put the bottle down. Trust me, you don't need it. Maybe there's an AA meeting near you. They have zero ranked wins and two losses. That's it. It's done. They had their chance. They had to win out. They didn't. They're out. No question about it. The real debate for me, and I spoke about it in depth last night, was Alabama or Ole Miss. People might think I'm crazy for the Ole Miss take, being that they have three losses. Look at the numbers. Go to Lane Kiffin's Twitter. He put out a whole tweet about it. Tag the college football playoff. For me, based on no opinions, strictly numbers, strictly data, strictly facts, they deserve to be in over Alabama. But it's not looking like that's going to happen. Apparently, it's a 65-35 split. Alabama will be in. In regards to Ohio State, that might be, I spoke about it in depth yesterday, that might be one of the worst losses of all time in sports that I've ever seen. 20-point favorite at home against a team that doesn't even have a quarterback, a rival that you haven't beat in now 4 years. Ryan Day, enjoy the rest of your season, my friend. You are finished. Gone. He's gone. No doubt about it. I wouldn't even be surprised. I mean, it would be a little surprising if Ohio State won the national championship.
They wouldn't fire. They won't fire.
I know they won't, but yeah. How do you not? I mean, whether it's just the fact that you put up 10 points against a terrible team at home when you're a 20-point favorite and lost the game, or when you look at what happened after the game, he's standing there with his hands in his pocket asking his assistant coach what happened. Like, he's just a total moron. He's a loser, and I hate him.
He's only lost 16 games. I mean, you got to remember he was an interim coach. After Urban left, he inherited the job. I thought it was a goofy hire from day one, and I said so. I mean, he's from upstate New Hampshire. I'm not going to knock people from the Granite State. Chip Kelly they both toiled at the University of New Hampshire. Now, the last time I checked, the University of New Hampshire was not exactly a football power. Here's what I want to say, though. Chip Kelly's got to be held accountable. The offensive play calling was abysmal. And, oh, by the way, can you get a kicker? I mean, you're the number two team.
Do they not have a $20 million roster? Do they not have the most expensive team and loaded roster in the entire thing?
They got a $20 million payroll from nil. Your name, image, likeness.
So 1,000%. There is zero excuse. I don't care about the offensive coordinator. I don't care about the defensive coordinator. You are the head coach. You are the leader. You are not leading. There are seniors on Ohio State that have never beat Michigan. Think about that. You have a $20 million roster and you can't beat this Michigan team. Indiana walked all over this Michigan team. This Michigan team is pathetic. And I've been watching Michigan for all 27 years of my life. This
Tyler,
Michigan team is pathetic.
And the game was in Columbus.
Yep.
It's Columbus. Senior day. I mean, it's Michigan.
The first time an unranked Michigan team has beaten Ohio State since 1993. It is the fifth time in the history of the game. You were a 20-point favorite, and you didn't even score 20 points.
Yep. All right, Lee, we got to get to this. Is SMU the real deal? And why is my Iowa State Cyclones, listen to me, but why are the Cyclones, they're getting zero respect here. I mean, Arizona State was picked last. I like the story. But I'm telling you right now, Iowa State, every single projection I see has Arizona State. What are these people smoking? SMU, Iowa State to finish up. Let me hear it real quick.
I mean, Arizona State lost to an unranked Texas Tech team 30-22, and they lost to a terrible Cincinnati team 24-14. I don't know why people are thinking that there's no chance that Iowa State wins this game. They were undefeated up until they played Texas Tech. Mind you, they only lost by one. And then they lost to a Kansas Jayhawks team that is pretty gritty. I'm going to give it to them on the road, mind you. They followed that up by beating Cincinnati, who beat Arizona State 34-17. They beat Utah on the road. They beat a ranked Kansas State team. So I don't see why I don't understand why all this hype around Arizona State. I don't. People are acting like they're a lock to make the playoff. They're not even a lock to win their next game, let alone make the playoff. So Iowa State has more than a chance to end up in the college football playoff after all. Who would have thought?
Yeah. SMU, listen, we only got about a minute left. I'm going to just tell you right now, SMU's the real deal. I am telling you, they are the real deal. They are extremely well coached. They have nothing but athletes. Nothing but athletes.
100%. I couldn't agree more. They're playing great defensively. They're fast. They're well coached. And the only loss that they have is to a BYU team in week three that went on to what they were 8-0, 9-0 when they lost. So when you look at that and all these other guys that they beat, I'm all in on SMU, and I think that they can take down Clemson this weekend.
All right, good job. Chris Myers up next. We look forward to it. He's got a great story to tell, man. The guy's been it so much. He does it all. I mean, football, baseball, auto racing, my God. Boxing, he's done it all. So Chris Myers, we look forward to this. He's a Miami native and now toils, obviously, for many years at Fox after starting at ESPN. We get him in here. Chris Myers from Fox Sports coming up next. This is Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. Dominic Jimenez as well. We're coming right back.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener and thicker than before. And now,
has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Rocket Mortgage and RocketMortgage.com. $10,000 down towards your closing costs. We are very, I think, elated, truly, to have one of the great voices and broadcasters in our lifetime. Emmy Award-winning Fox Sports broadcaster Chris Myers is on the line. He's got a book that deserves a wow. Untold stories of legends, champions, their wins, and heartbreaks. Chris, my name is Marty Terrell. My co-host is Tyler Levine, and we welcome you to Sports Overnight America here across the country and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. How are you, Chris? How do we find you tonight?
Good, Marty. Tyler, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing great.
Well, we appreciate it. Tyler, why don't you fire away? Because I know what you're going to go with. He's got a litany of unbelievable events that he's covered. But Tyler, you take it away, and then I've got a few questions for Chris.
How you doing, Chris? Tyler Levine here. An absolute pleasure and honor to be speaking with you tonight. I mean, I'm looking at this list of all of these events and games that you've been to, and I just had to know. I've been thinking about it literally all day. Which one really stands out to you? And, you know, the book is titled That Deserves a Wow, as the biggest wow moment for you where you were truly shocked at that event. Yeah. And I know it's hard to put a finger on one, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it, you know, we use the word wow a lot in our lives. I think especially in sports more than we realize, you know, hey, wow, it's usually something great. But sometimes somebody says, hey, I was in an accident today. You're like, whoa, wow, I'm sorry to hear that. So some of these are, it's almost like a little Forrest Gump-like that you're out there to cover sports, you know, a Super Bowl or a World Series or an Olympic, and then other things happen that go far beyond sports, an earthquake and a World Series, an Olympic bombing, you know, and so you're live on the air, and you have to report that to people, and things change dramatically, you know, and then there's the high points of the Super Bowl, the Brady comeback against Atlanta, the overtime Super Bowl, the Red Sox coming back against the Yankees, and then going on to end the curse and win the World Series. To be the network reporter in those moments and be down, you know, in where the action is and around the players, the performers is special. But those are the wow moments, and those are the fun wow moments. But the O.J. Simpson live interview, which was the first live interview that he did after both the wrongful death of, you know, the trial and then the lawsuit that obviously, and I wanted to ask him the questions that we all would have asked had he taken the stand or that a lawyer would have asked. And that one kind of still stands out all these years later because he was this iconic, you know, Hall of Fame football player and then an entertainer and on television and really fell into it. It was the trial of the century that still is talked about to this day, even though he has passed on. So that to me was beyond wow, I guess, if you look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, the book is That Deserves a Wow, Untold Stories, Legends and Champions, their wins and heartbreaks, again by Emmy Award-winning Fox Sports broadcaster Chris Myers, who's with us. Chris, this is Marty again. I'm always curious to ask broadcasters who have unbelievable access and the people that you, I don't say run with, but the people you have to interact with. I mean, your friends with Bill Murray, he wrote the foreword in this book. Barkley is a friend, and I'm not saying you cross any journalistic lines, but my question is this. Has there been a wow person that you've interviewed that you went into an interview and just came away and just said wow, other than perhaps OJ, which you already addressed?
Yeah, which was a different kind of a wow. And yes, you know, Barkley, when I interviewed him at the end of his playing days, he's someone who I could tell would be an outstanding, even though I don't agree with all the things that he says, an outstanding broadcaster. He speaks from the heart and has strong opinions, and so the friendship began a little later than that. And Bill Murray, obviously in the entertainment industry, but a big sports fan who's very astute. And we both come from big families, and so our backgrounds in terms of enjoying humor and sports, we connected and stayed in touch. But I guess, you know, there were so many moments where you sat down with people and interviewed them in different situations, and you're impressed with them. And often coaches and quarterbacks come to mind. But I have to tell you, the great John Wooden, and may he rest in peace, I was the last one to interview him before he died at age 99, and for a generation that you know, you can look him up. Obviously, his success as a basketball coach with UCLA, the players that he developed and affected their lives, and I would come away from a few interviews, not just that one, but always feeling better about things in the world and in sports and sportsmanship. And that was one of the things I did ask him before. I didn't know he was that close, but at 99, about did he fear death? You know, because he'd had some near death experiences early in his military career and before he was a coach and played basketball as a collegiate athlete. And he, I'll summarize it, but he basically said, not really, because whatever's next, it will be better than this. And this hasn't been all that bad, which I thought was a bit of wisdom. He really was like an Abraham Lincoln, Mother Teresa of sports in terms of the way he would communicate to people. And that always stood out to me among so many other things, but that's at the top of the list.
you've had an opportunity to interact and interview, I mean, just absolute legends of all sports, Don Shula, Mike Tyson, Ali, Brady, Belichick. Was there an individual who really stuck out to you that impacted you both personally and professionally that really carried through with you for the remainder of your career?
Well, I mean, a little bit along the lines of John Wooden, just from some wise thought. But, you know, Bill Murray, actually, when I interviewed OJ, had suggested a book to read about how to handle people who kind of spin their story. Actually, there's a book about the title, something to the effect, and it's in the book, it's how to listen so your children will talk to you, and how to talk to your children so they'll listen. But it really helped me handle the OJ interview a little bit. And Bill also was supportive in a few other ways, but there were some tough interviews. I mean, Muhammad Ali was an interesting character. I was a young teenager in radio beginning, and he was very gracious. Had a his charisma, and at the time I knew he was the greatest. I just didn't know how great until later. So I would say that I've been affected by a lot of the people that I have interviewed. I mean, I grew up a real people person, curious, and as much as I love sports, and that's kind of where I went with it. When I started to cover things, talking to guys in victory and defeat, Bill Belichick giving me a hard time after I had to interview him that perfect season when they lost in the Super Bowl, so they didn't complete like the Miami Dolphins did, that cycle. And Mike Tyson, who at his home in an interview was when I asked a question about the ear biting of Holyfield, he lunged at me and I think was ready to attack me, calling me names. But thankfully his sparring partner and his bodyguard were a little tougher than he was. He had just come out of prison, so he's a little out of shape, and they held him back. I mean, he really got into my face, and I was like, hey, if you don't want to answer the question, just tell me and I'll leave. But he, to his credit, said no, I'll answer, and then wanted to show me around his Las Vegas mansion, and that was unusual. But he did say the only two places he felt comfortable in the world, this was at the time, was in a boxing ring and in prison, which was kind of a sad commentary on where he was in his life.
Yeah, the book is That Deserves a Wow, Untold Stories, Legends, Champions, Their Wins and Heartbreaks by Fox Sports broadcaster Chris Myers, available online, Amazon, wherever books are sold, your Barnes & Noble's outstanding work here. You know, Chris, they say sports broadcasters work in the toy department of life. You're a little here different because you've been called upon where sports collided with the real world. 1989, the earthquake, and then the 96 bombing in Atlanta. Could you start with that situation in October of 89? We're based in San Francisco in the Bay Area. This will resonate with our homespun listeners. But you really did have to become a news reporter simultaneous to being a sports broadcaster. Share with us if you can.
Yeah, part of the unexpected, right? I mean, we think of sports, the unexpected, with who's the star, how the game or event finishes, and this goes far beyond that. And I'm sure remember we were at Candlestick Park, the Giants A's, in a great matchup, and I was with Bob Lee and Chris Berman, the kind of the pillars of SportsCenter. Joe Torre was actually our interim; he was out of work as a manager in between, and so he was our guest analyst. So we were in the auxiliary press area, which is kind of outside seating, and ESPN, of course, in the early years, only a decade or so, but our satellite trucks, we did a preview show and we're going to do a post show because ABC had the game, Al Michaels, and then when this hit, obviously it affected the power, and so because the generators were on with the satellite dish, that's how ABC got to stay on the air, and that's how we got to come on right away and turn into that kind of news reporter. And obviously, at the moment, we didn't know the damage across the area and the death and destruction. But at the stadium, that built into that bedrock, old Candlestick, I mean, it took a hard rock, but it just didn't, I think we were relatively safe. But it was my job as the reporter to run down and catch up with La Russa, some of the Giant players. I remember Mark McGuire. But watching them, once we realized what was going on, it shook, and it almost felt like sounded like a small plane had hit the back of the ballpark, but once we knew, we got down to the field. I had to go interview La Russa, and once they were with their families, you could see them scrambling with concern, as we all were. Once we knew, at least at the stadium, most of us were safe. So yeah, those are the kinds of moments. And at the Atlanta Olympics, the Summer Games, doing a late Sports Center, a bomb goes off, and we were the only ones able to stay on the air at that hour before NBC. They had the Olympic rights, but at the time there, you didn't know. I mean, were there other bombs? Was it a terrorist act? And so there was some uncertainty, but right away you switch into, there's sports journalism, and then you just fall back into, okay, let's get the facts as quickly as we can and relay the information. But yeah, at the moment, that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, though. I wanted to take people from the inside out so so that they know why you react the way you do or what you base on your past experience. And there's a few others. The NASCAR race that Fox did, our first Daytona 500, as the pre-race and post-race show, Dale Earnhardt, you know, face of the sport, crashes and dies in the Great American Race, and then we have to kind of report on that. So that's what I mean. It's a little bit, you have to be ready. I mean, just like you would if it was a sporting event, but it sometimes reaches far beyond that.
Tyler, fire away. We got time for one more. What a treat. Chris Myers from Fox Sports is with us. Tyler, fire away, and we'll close it up after this.
Chris, I actually wanted to ask you a question outside of sports because you're someone that I've been watching and listening to my entire life, and seeing someone who's achieved what you've achieved and the way that you've handled it, I'm curious if you have a piece of advice for whether it's young broadcasters or the next generation in general in terms of chasing a dream, working towards that dream, and accomplishing it. A piece of advice for the younger generation who's trying to achieve even a fraction of what you've achieved in your career.
Yeah, no, and I, Tyler, I think it's a good question, and I look for that too. And I think today, and I have some thoughts on that because the industry's changed over the years. And I got in by calling a radio station. It's in the book, and this is kind of a good handbook for people in just broadcasting in general, not just sports. But I used to call into a radio station when I was supposed to be doing my homework as a young teenager, and then would call back and disguise my voice so I could get on the radio more, and I'd agree with my earlier call. And that's kind of how I got hired on weekends once I got my driver's license. But I would say there's a couple of things. I mean, I watched people like Larry King and Johnny Carson and Howard Stern, how they interviewed people, listening. You have your question, but usually the follow-up question gets the most out of somebody in an interview, and treat people well. I mean, you can ask tough questions and still be respectful, and I think when people are comfortable, you get more out of them in any situation. And I saw something in a movie once. It was kind of my thought process growing up, but in this business is treat the famous guy like a regular guy and the regular guy like a famous guy. And that evens things out. So you're not intimidated with superstars, but you also don't overlook somebody who's got a lot of talent and ability that you should be talking to or at least treat a certain way. So those are some of the basic things other than, be on time and get along with people and then do more than the job requires. So those are some of the basics that have carried me through, and I think they work in today's world as well.
Chris Myers, I'm telling you, what a great, great conversation. We are very, very blessed to have you. That deserves a wow, this interview, I think. Untold stories of legends, champions, their wins and heartbreaks by the Emmy Award-winning Fox Sports broadcaster, The Forward by Bill Murray. Get it where books are sold. Amazon's my favorite because it comes the next day, sometimes the same day. Chris, have a great holiday season, and thank you so much. Tyler and I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Anytime. You guys have a good one. Thanks for having me on. We'll see
you. You got it. You got it. Chris Myers. Good job out of him. Good job out of the whole crew here. We're coming back. We got a 2-minute drill. We're going to make the best of it here on Sports Overnight.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, 2 minute drill. I'll throw it out there for a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Tyler, what do you got tonight? Your Knicks are home to the Magic on TNT, but I'm all over. Nick Nurse has got the Sixers going in the right direction. They're on the road at Charlotte. I got a little NBA buckets in mind tonight. What about you?
Well, I mean, it's about time that the Sixers start rattling off some wins. They're still, what, 4-14, 2-7 on the road. So I'm not exactly high on the Sixers, but you know, the Knicks have, it's been it's not a bad start to the season by any means. 12-8's not a terrible record, but I'd like to see, you know, a little bit more out of them. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, with Towns coming in, it's, you know, some guys left. It's, you know, we got to build up the chemistry again. I think the win against the Nuggets was, you know, kind of a very positive shift. We went on after losing to the Jazz to win four straight. And it's kind of just been like win-loss, win-loss, win-win, loss-loss. We're now on what, you know, two-game win streak going into tonight, which is great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that Magic at home, I think we got it. Come on, what are we talking about? It's the Magic.
Yeah, we'll see. Warriors, Nuggets late. But you know what? You know what, team? I'll dip into that a little bit. But I'll tell you right now, this is flying on everybody's radar screen, and I'm telling you who it is. It's the Rockets and the Sacramento Kings. How about that?
The Kings are a 1.5-point favorite in this game with a 9-12 record
at home.
15-16. At home, of course. I think the Kings are going to win this game.
There you go. You're the best. All right, listen. I appreciate you, buddy. We got some big things coming on. Dan Hampton later on this week. That'll be Thursday. Road shows in Dallas as we get ready for Iowa State and Arizona State, which I think is going to be the best game of the weekend. Mark my words.
No doubt.
It's gonna lift the lid on the playoff or the championship weekend rather. I know it's the Big 12. Big 12 doesn't get any respect, but I'm gonna tell you right now, this is gonna be a hell of a game. Tyler, good job out of you. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. I'm Marty Terrell. We are presented by Geico Insurance at Geico.com, by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate and responsibly so over the holiday weekend. By Rocket Mortgage, and Rocket Mortgage is $10,000 for any approved mortgage right now at Rocket Mortgage. For the whole crew, he's Tyler Levine, I'm Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job. Stay with us throughout the night for the Riches, Jeff and Jen, alternating hours here on Sports Overnight America. Adios. Yeah!